At the bottom of a steep road, sitting near the head of Kachemak Bay, about a dozen students play tag rugby on a frozen playfield beside Vosnesenka School. They holler in a mix of English and Russian. Principal Mike Wojak has worked at the Vosnesenka School for 5 years. He says the playfield, which is actually owned by the borough, is used for sports, recess, and more.
Our PE takes place outside. Our construction class takes place outside. We don't have any indoor space, so we do a lot of things outside.
Before coming to Vosnesenka, Wojak worked in bush communities in rural Alaska, and he's used to roughing it. But the school in Vos, as it's referred to by locals, has less amenities than most bush schools.
We've only got two places where there are restroom facilities. We don't have any sort of multi-purpose room or large gathering area. We don't have things like a kitchen or a gym. So a lot of those things that you might expect in a school, we don't have those.
The more than 100 children of Vosnesenka School are part of the Russian Old Believer community, a group of Russian Orthodox people who came to the United States in the 60s seeking religious freedom, then to Alaska looking for a place to preserve their traditions. Old Believers from Nikolaevsk, north of Homer, broke away and moved to Vosnesenka about 30 years ago. There are three villages in the area, Vosnesenka, Rozdolna, and Kachemak Selo. Each has their own school. There was no school when the community started, so the locals built one and the district provided teachers. The community likes having local control of their school. For example, they have their own calendar to accommodate their religious holidays. But the students are outgrowing the buildings, say residents. Vosnesenka Community Council, Inc., the community nonprofit, recently began building an addition onto their church, but the district is balking at paying for the new space. That's bothering Nazari Basarjan, president of the community nonprofit, which uses the money to maintain the school.
Initially, when we had the school going, we couldn't afford it to build anything bigger than that. But as time went along, we went and tried to get the school district to build us a school, but they wanted to build with a school for all the three head of the Bay communities.
That was about 15 years ago, but Basarjan says at that time the communities couldn't agree on where the new school should be, so it never got off the ground. All 10 of Basarjan's children attended the school, and two of his grandchildren will soon start. Basarjan says he'd prefer a new school.
We'd like to see the school district build us a school, and for the three communities, and have a full gym, etc.
But Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Assistant Superintendent Dave Jones says that's unlikely with the budget situation. As for the additional building the community wants the district to lease, he says the community didn't clear the additional building with the district. Jones says the district never intended to build up the schools in the Russian villages.
Those were things that at the time were acknowledged wouldn't be able to be out there.
Sunny Hiltz recently retired from the Kenai Peninsula School Board. She represented the three Russian villages on the board. She says she knows the schools in those villages are insufficient.
They are not adequate facilities, and we know that. But it was their intent to keep their culture separate, and this school district supported that. And like I say, we're the only ones in the state that do. And it's expensive. And now we're in a dilemma. We already know we are going to be deficit spending, taking our fund balance and leaving us with almost nothing for emergencies.
The district has requested funding from the state to build a new school in the neighboring village of Kachemak Selo, and that money made it into the governor's initial budget. The issue of whether the district will agree to lease the building in Vosnesenka could be decided at the next Kenai Peninsula School Board meeting on January 11th. In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.